So turn with us tonight to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. The 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And we're going to go all the way down to verse number 35. And we're going to begin reading with the second half of verse number 35 of the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawed asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and in the mountains and in the dens and the caves of the earth. All of these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful tonight for the privilege of being in the house of God. We're thankful for Your Spirit, God, for Your visitation and for Your help. Lord, if You ever stood by us and helped us, would You stand by tonight? Lord, would You overshadow this little congregation for these next few moments? Lord, open our understanding to the things of Your Word. Let the secret things of Your Word come forth, O Lord, and find lodging in hearts and lives. We might grow in the grace and the knowledge of God and be faithful and fruitful Christians. Father, we'll give You the praise and the honor and all the glory if You'll meet us on the altar tonight, healing and delivering and helping Your people and encouraging in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The 11th chapter of Hebrews has been called the Hall of Fame, the Heroes Hall of Fame. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, on and on. These great men, heroes, every one of them. Mighty men, every one of them. Each one is as remarked about and named and brought up and held before us as an example of great faith and God. But tonight, I want to look at something else. During this month of May, we'll celebrate what we call Memorial Day. When all across the country, we'll stop what we're doing and gather in the graveyards and in the cemeteries and on the hillsides across the country to pause and honor and pay respect to those that have done gone on. During this Memorial Day celebration, many people, including the famous, even the President of the United States of America, will gather and make their pilgrimage to a tomb. This tomb they're going to is not the tomb of a former president, a ruler, a great king, or a potentate. But this tomb that they'll lay the wreath at has the inscription, "To the unknown soldier." If the Lord will help me tonight, I felt like I had a thought. And I want to preach tonight on the unknown soldier. On the battlefields for freedom and for the ideals that we've long cherished, men gave their life and paid the supreme sacrifice. And some way, somehow in the battle, the fallen there lost their identity. They were no doubt some mother's darling. They were some father's son, but nobody knew who they was. And so the leaders of this country got together and said, "We'll place them right in the middle of where all the presidents and the mighty generals and all the great heroes are placed. And we'll honor our unknown. We'll honor those that are unknown to the world who paid their price." As I said before, the 11th chapter of Hebrews is filled with the names of great and mighty heroes of the faith.
But coming down to this 35th verse here, I seen something that said to me, and others, these unknown, these nameless heroes who it has for these two or three verses their only epitaph. This is the only mention they have. And others who refuse to accept deliverance, who refuse to take the coward's way out. I want to call your attention to them. I want us to look at them. These heroes that we owe, I feel like, a debt to tonight. Amen. I feel like it's these nameless heroes that refuse to accept the coward's way out. When it says here, I used to wonder, you know, I'm a deliverance preacher. I believe that every sickness has got a healing. I believe that every demon can be cast out. I believe every problem's got an answer. I believe every need's got a supply somewhere. And I used to read this and I'd wonder about folks that wouldn't accept deliverance. And some folks had told me, you know, they wanted to die with this, that, or the other, and it paint a better resurrection. I never could understand that. I couldn't understand why dying with cancer made you have a better resurrection than a man who lived for 80 years and preached every day and shouted the victory and never went out of this world shouting the victory. But you know what I found out? That was what he was talking about. He was talking about accepting. They refused to accept a dishonorable discharge. Amen. When they all they would have had to do was say, "We recant." All that I had to do was say, "Caesar is Lord." All that I had to do is say, "We offer incense to the general." And that would have been free. That would have been let go. Men came to them and they said to them, "Now be reasonable." You can. There's no sense in you bringing unnecessary suffering on yourself. Now, holiness is of the heart anyway. And God looks on the heart anyway. And so, why call attention to yourself and cause yourself unnecessary heartache and untold sorrow when all you've got to do is learn how to accept the time you're living in? You know, Brother Raleigh, what you need to do is learn to adjust to your environment. You've got to learn how to go with the flow. You've got to learn how to adjust to the conditions around you. Now, everybody knows we ain't living in Grandma's day. Everybody knows that it was what was good back yonder don't work now. Now, there's, you can live comfortably with compromise. But thank God, there are those. Oh, the devil will point you out, this one and that one and this great name and that great name. And oh, I take nothing away from the mighty Simpsons. I take nothing away from Singer David. I take nothing away from those heroes, those mighty fathers in Israel. But you know what? It wasn't those. It's not the mighty generals that get the job done. It's not the big preacher that gets the job done. Thank God for those innumerable hosts. Those unnamed heroes. Unsung, ordinary, everyday Joes. Those G.I. Joes that nobody knew, who were willing to fill the ranks, who were willing to wade the creeks, who were willing to brave the cold and challenge the mountain. Hallelujah. Who, through their refusal to come down and to compromise, have handed down to me and you tonight many wonderful treasures.
I have nothing to say to the people in this country who are out to destroy the Constitution. I have nothing for the communist and the socialist
and the atheist. I have nothing for the parasites who seek to live off of social programs and thereby weaken our economy until the men become like women. Hey man, there's something rises up inside of me when I see one of these long-haired jerks with an earring in his ear and a flag sewn on the seat of his breeches. If we is like what we ought to be in America, we'd take them off of him and tan his hide. Hey man, oh yeah, there's men by the hundreds, there's mamas and that have raised children widowed because daddy thought it was important enough to die on a foreign soil waging war. Hey man, holding out, doing something for this great America that we're living in. Brother, I still believe in old glory. I still believe in the red, white, and blue. I'm still very patriotic. Hallelujah. America with all of her faults and all she has. My heart bleeds because she's on a debugging and slide to hell and a date with destiny. And I weep over her because this once great nation has become a country ruled by women because the men have far bone to pipe. There were men that died that I'd have a right to preach to you tonight. There's people in this world that would like to close this church and burn it to the ground and kill every one of you in here. But men thought it was important enough that they died to stop the red tide, to stop communism and socialism. They gave their life for this freedom. And I'm not ashamed, brother, to sing I Love Old Glory. I'm not ashamed to get tears in my eyes when they play the Star Spangled Banner. Amen. But oh, folks, I said all that to say this. I want to bring it over here. These mighty heroes that rose up and delivered Israel, how great as they were, thank God for the others who refused a deliverance when all that I had to do was say, I recant. They said, no, sir. I think this way of old time salvation, I think this allegiance to one God and the Lord Jesus Christ and being filled with the Holy Ghost is important enough to have myself slain, ostracized, cast out on the mountaintop. I wonder, I'll pay the price. Tonight, folks, before you set it out, before you stretch out a hand in peace to those that have not accepted your beliefs, nor your God, nor holiness, think of what some of these old unnamed soldiers did. Because they didn't do it, because they paid the price, because they didn't compromise. As I speak to you tonight, oh, the papers are full of what Gorbachev's doing and the Russian bear. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, can a leopard change its spots or an evil man his thoughts? No, sir. That old Russian bear is still a bear. Communism is still Satanism. It's still an abominable thing. He's sheathed his claws and trying for something else, but watch him. But the Bible said there'd come a time when he'd unsheathed them things. He'll prowl again. He's on the prowl. It's been prophesied. God Almighty said communism has a date with destiny on the hills of Judea and the valleys of Megiddo. Hallelujah. Oh yes, there is no peace. We can never let down our guard. These sissies, these doves, these socialists that are in our country and filling our electoral offices that are saying, take down your weapons, give us your guns. Brother, don't listen to them. But I said all that to draw a paradox, or at least a parallel. The pressure's on, Jeff. Sing, accept me like I am. I love the Lord just like you do. I love the Lord just like you do. Just because I don't worship like you all do. You folks at Bond think you're the only ones that's going. No, sir. Thank God. Let me tell you, across this country, amen, from Maine to California, amen, and from Florida to Oklahoma and beyond to Texas and on, there are men and women, amen, nameless soldiers, amen, rank and file. The Bible said there'd be a number that no man could number. Who is this, amen, that cometh? Who is this rising up with palms of victory? That great number that no man can number. Amen. I heard the souls under the altar saying, how long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? Amen. But you know what? Tonight, we are about to bow with a great cloud of witnesses that are saying, how many more to America? Tonight in America, they're standing. And across this country and the world, tonight, while you're sitting here in this, you listen to me tonight. I felt like God talked to me. While we're sitting here tonight in this church, in the dark dungeons of some of those communist-controlled countries, are men and women who are suffering, who are being beaten and tortured and mentally abused and physically abused. You know why? They're not criminals. They're not murderers. They're just people that believe in old-time holiness. They believe in having only one God and bowing down to one Lord Jesus Christ and having one Spirit and being a sovereign to Him. And because they are Christians, they are hated because communism and socialism and everything ever ism, Mormonism and everything else, and Catholicism, if you will, is perpetrated by demons and spawned in hell. And the only reason they're out, it just try to stop the church of the firstborn of the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, thank God tonight that across this country, men and women think this thing is important enough, David, to die for it. And by our Lord tonight, we can't hardly live for Him. We can't hardly keep saved for 3 or 4 days. That's sitting out. Life so sweet to be purchased at the price of imprisonment. I don't know what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. That cry of a man from Kentucky shook a country. Amen. And men and women, nameless soldiers, nameless heroes. Farmers laid down their plows and took up their weapons and fought for an ideal that upon this continent we would establish a constitutional government where all men would be equal under the law. Amen. And with all of our shortcomings, all of our failures, amen, they thought it was important enough to die for. Well, I want you to know tonight, friend, with all of the church's shortcomings, with all those scandals that have rocked us in the last 2 or 3 years, with all of our shortcomings, I still believe that Zion prevails, and Zion prevails. I still have my hope in the old gospel ship of Zion. You may want to abandon ship. You may want to compromise with the enemy. You may find you an easier way. But as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah! Oh, yes. It used to worry me. It did. I'd look at you young men. I thank Lord if they wasn't hooked up with me, if they wasn't bearing the scandal that I bear, the reputation that I have, they might be able to be successful. But what is success? What is success? But being in God's place, in God's time, doing God's will, and getting God's blessings. Hallelujah. It's not rising to great heights. It's not amassing great fortunes. It's not preaching the great meetings. It's living for God. It's that nameless soldier who will be there every time you can count on him. It's that foot soldier that don't say how or why or what must I do. He just takes the order and said, the CO said do it, and we're going to do it one way or another. Thank God tonight that every generation has had its nameless fighters who refuse the easy way. It is by their heroism that our spiritual treasures have been preserved and handed down to us. Amen. Amen. Thank God that there are still some godly grandmas. I heard a boy testify. His mama and daddy had went the way of the world. They'd been brought up in holiness. They'd been brought up in the strictest of holiness. And they had got up in the world and made some money and got a name for themselves, and they had left the old path and took after this new life and after this conservatism and after this liberalism of the world. But I heard him testify, Stevie. He said, I had a godly grandma. He said, my mama and daddy, they didn't help me. But thank God I had a godly grandma who knew how to live, who never took down her flag, who never condoned sin, but always prayed and loved me, but told me straight that if you go to God's heaven, you have to get out of the world and quit the sinning business. A grandma who never cut her hair, who never bedecked herself in jewelry, who never had a television. That's his testimony. And I said, thank God for godly grandmas. Thank God for some nameless heroes. Amen. That held on and stayed in the trenches and kept shooting when everybody else run. Amen. And said, we'll fight on and I'll die where I'm at and I'll die with my guns. But I've left here my last time. Thank God for godly grandpas. Amen. Thank God for, I'm about to feel like taking me a spell. Thank God for the old men who preached holiness, who preached heaven's sweet. I wanted to get under the blossoms of the tree of life. Preached hell so hot that I wanted to run and scream and get away from that place. Amen. Nameless heroes. Nameless heroes. And I remember another old man. His head was white from many winters. His back was stooped. And he walked with a limp. Age had emaciated his body. And he said, I want to preach a while. And oh, did he ever preach holiness? You think I'm tough? He preached it, never hardly raised his voice, clap his hands a little every now and then. And he said, I want to leave this like I found it. I want to leave it like I found it. The reason I'm preaching like I preach, he said, I want to leave this like I found it. I want to hand it to the next generation just like it was handed to me. You know what he was saying? This is a treasure worth dying for. Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Oh, when I see men and women trading off this sweet treasure for the pleasures of sin for a season, my heart breaks when I see that they throw away what men died for. When I see men get up behind the pulpit and say, God don't care if you cut your hair or if you wear your makeup. God don't care about this. And I think about old men that rode horseback through the rain and the sleet and the snow that preached to farmers. I think about what they paid. Some of them died, never had nothing in this world. Oh! But they preserved the faith. I think of them old Methodists. Them old circuit riders that paid the price. One old circuit riding preacher had rode deep into the hills. He'd rode for days without seeing sign of life when he came across the wagon track. And like a hound dog on the scent, he fell on that track. And he followed that wagon track down through the winding bottoms to a little clearing where an old man, his wife and children, had just prepared to pitch their home and build them a new home in the wilderness. He come riding up, and the old man looked at him and said, he could tell by his garb he was a circuit riding Methodist preacher. He said, I left Illinois to get away from Methodist preachers. He said, I got me a farm yonder and said on the river, and said it wasn't long till they found me and got to preaching to me again. He said, I went deep into this country. Is there no place where I can go where there's not a Methodist preacher? And that old preacher looked at him. He said, mister, if you make it to heaven, there'll be some Methodist preachers there. And he said, if you die and go to hell, sorry to say, there'll be some there too. How about you? Ain't no place you can go to get away from us. You just must let me light and say it. He said, light and preach to me. Amen. Before he left him. Hallelujah. He had done establish another soul for the glory world. The men thought it was important. Amen. I believe tonight, friends, that these others, amen, these unnamed ones, they better never know my name here, but I want to be in that number that no man can number. Help the faith. Oh, God. Oh, God. You know why tonight? I felt like God gave me this message. I felt like God talked to me about this. Oh, in spite of the scandal that's been caused by the cowards, by the traitors. I know that's strong language. But when he fell from grace and become an adulterer, he was a traitor to the cause. I want you to understand that before you sin. You're not just doing some sin against wife or husband or church or somebody, but you're a traitor. You're branded a traitor. You sold out. You've done worse than Judas. Judas sold for 30 pieces of silver, but you've done worse. You know what? I knew a man that when I was a young preacher riding across this country, sometimes late at night, I'd pick him up. He had such a quality to his voice, I'd think, if I could only preach like that man. Oh, he'd take the simplest thoughts. He'd just preach and preach and preach and preach. He'd preach till my heart swelled. I think to stop this car and get out and shout. He'd preach sometimes, those tears would run down, drip off on his shirt. He'd driving across the country. And when he'd get done with his sermon, he'd say, now it's time to come to the long, long altar. And in my mind's eye, I could see an altar stretching from every blackened heart, every sin-crazed one, stretching all the way to the glory world. And as he'd begin to pray, and he'd say, tonight, as I've spoken on this radio, the Spirit of God has gone out. Young man, I'm speaking to you now. You just now come to God's long, long altar. He'd begin to talk personally. He'd tell a young man about what he's going through. Maybe a week or so later, he'd read a letter on there. Young man, ready to commit suicide, heard about it. One, he read of a man that came, that I heard him preaching in a hut way deep in Vietnam, and he wrote him a letter. He said, we're going into enemy territory tomorrow, the most dangerous part of that we can go into. I said, I'm a sergeant, told him about it. He said, I'll probably never come back. I'll never come out of here alive. He said, but oh, tonight as you were preaching in the darkened cut in Vietnam, the Lord of glory came into my heart. And if I die tomorrow's battle, I'll be going home to the glory world. Some way, somehow, that letter made its way out and into the hands of the evangelist. The sergeant never came home to this world, but went home over yonder. Years came and go. I lost track of that man. Flipping through a magazine one day, I saw that for $20, somebody had four tapes. This man just preached in a convention. $20 was hard to come by for me in them young days. But oh, I remembered how he preached to me. But you know something? From when I knew him, when he was my fighting brother, when he was my commanding officer, when he was above me and I saluted him, something had happened. For I put that first tape on, and I seen he'd sold out. It didn't take me long. My heart sank within me and I got violently sick. For he'd put on the uniform of the enemy. For he began to say, the things that I used to preach, I no longer believe in. I now realize that it's God don't care. Every old barn looks better with paint on it. And he began to talk about this new movement and how it was right. Oh, but friend, for everyone that's sold out, for the Jim Bakers and the Jim Joneses, amen. Yes, and for my friends that sold out this year, for those great preachers that have fallen from grace, I want you to know tonight this church ain't weakened. I wondered, I said to my friends, what are we going to do? And then I got this scripture, I'm about to feel God moving on me. I got this scripture and others. My friends, can I tell you, it's not the heroes that make this thing. It's not our generals that make this thing. It's not them we look up to that make it. It's the unknown. Because of these, our church shall rise up triumphant because of the unnamed. Those that will not sell out and will not compromise and will not lower the standard and will not change. This church shall triumph in the end, and we shall rise up out of obscurity to sail with God again. Across the nation, around the world, they're still declining. Dishonorable discharge from the combat with carnality, commercialism, sin. There's still some preachers you can't buy. You'll never know their names, maybe. They'll never be great outside their own local little church. There's some old elders that nobody know their name hardly across the country. But oh, when they stand to go that day, there'll be a standing ovation in heaven. Angels will line the streets to catch the first glimpse of that old grandpa who fought the battle, who braved the storm, who suffered ridicule. Amen. Trial by cruel mockings. Oh, yes. Some were mocked and some were poor and beggarly in this world. While Jimmy Swaggart amassed his fortune in the name of Jesus, while Oral Roberts has built his paradise that's crumbling around his years for God, while Kenneth Copeland and Hagen and Price and all the others have built theirs, I'm reminded of a man named John Wesley who lived his whole life a circuit riding preacher. When he died, he had a preaching gown, a few shillings, English money, some silver spoons that had been handed down from his mama. That's all he left in this world, except for the Methodist Church. Thank God, folks, for those who haven't sold out. Oh, because of their daily fight and conflict, they bring upon themselves untold sufferings and torture. They could give up, but they won't. Because Christ lives in them and works through them. There's trials. There's temptations. There's severe battles. And deep depressions. And oh, shortcomings. But we won't quit. Because God is in us. We may be down. Weeping may endure for the night. But joy will come in the morning. Because across this country and around the world, we have brothers and sisters that are saying, go on. Go on. Run on. Run on. Run on. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of the unknown soldiers, because of the unknown on heroes that fought and suffered and died. I'm going to go on. I believe I'll hold on and fight on. And if I die, let me die in this army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in this army of the Lord. Oh, the foreign legion said, if I stumble, I pick me up. If I fall down, help me up. But if I run, shoot me. I don't want to die. I don't want to die running. If I'm going to die in this battlefield, let me die charging the enemy. Let me die at the top of the hill. Let me go out in the guns a-blazing. Amen. A saying for liberty and for God. Amen. Stirred up and took their lamp and the light in their lamp. Amen. And they said, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. Because of these unknown soldiers of the cross, I want you to know tonight that I have hope for our future. I believe our faith will come through this thing. And the challenge is, wherefore? Seeing. Can I sit at home and do nothing? Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. Come. Come. Jesus calls you to come and die. Come unto me. Take up your cross. A man that seeks to save his life loses it. But a man that will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall find it. Oh, yes. Oh, glory to God. Do you know what tonight? There is an unalterable fact. This is a fact that you are never going to die. You that are sitting before me are an eternal being. Somebody said, I'm going to end it all and take a gun and blow brains out. No, you just blew a hole in your head. And we took a shovel and throw dirt in your face. But you live on. That you, that's right down inside of you, that eternal something, that spirit and soul will live somewhere for eternity. And seeing, folks, that man must live somewhere for eternity. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. Heaven's beckoning me. Abraham, why don't you settle down for a while? Abraham, why don't you build your palace? Why don't you amass your fortune here and make a name for yourself? Abraham said, I'm going to stop as soon as I find a certain city. Oh, I know some magnificent cities. A great fire. But who's a builder and maker is God. I'm looking for that celestial city. I'm going to that place where I've never been. Oh, but I'm looking for it tonight. An ideal? No, it's more than an ideal. It's a reality that made men and kiss the stake. It's a reality that made Paul preach to the executioner all the way to the Roman chop block, telling him the glories of God. That made him say, I fought a good fight. Amen. I fought a good fight. I never was retired. I never was decommissioned. I never was dishonorably discharged. I fought a good fight. And I've kept the faith. I've kept this thing. I've carried it very carefully. And now I want to hand it to you. I want to give it to somebody else. Amen. Stevie, when you've handled it however many years that God gives you, don't you want to be able to take it to the next generation and hand it to them just like it was handed to you in all of its purity, in all of its power, in all of its glory, in all of its beauty? Oh, yes, with all of its trials and all of its persecutions and all of its heartaches. But oh, there's nothing like it. It's the glory that fadeth not away. Because of these others, the unknown and unknown soldiers, this thing will rise. Rise out of obscurity. The blood of the martyr becomes the seed of the next generation of faith. It burns in the hearts of men like John Bunyan, who sit there in that prison house with that little daughter on his lap saying, "Daddy, come and go home with us. Come and go home with us. It's cold and dark and I'm afraid of these rats. Come and go home with us." Outside that cell door paced those old church officials. They heard what the little girl said. And thinking, "My Lord, this will get him. This will break him." They went in there. And they said, "Bunyan, we're not animals. We're men. And we're reasonable. Your wife and baby's in the courtyard even now. If you'll promise us you'll not preach anymore in this name of Jesus, we release you and you can catch them tonight. You can sleep in your own bed and eat from the table the food your loving wife has prepared." And John Bunyan looked at them and he said, "If you let me out of Newgate prison now, I'll preach in Newgate Square tonight." Oh, the unnamed, unsung heroes. Think about it, folks. Get a vision just for a minute. I'm about through preaching. If you could you pass with me to Coronation Day when the thrones are set and the last enemy's been whipped out? Can you imagine what it's going to be like? Men you've never heard of, old gray-haired mamas and daddies. Amen. Just ordinary folks you never thought done anything. They'll shine like the firmament. They'll shine like the stars of the firmament. Amen. On that day, unsung heroes will finally get their day of recognition. They'll finally be known. Jesus, I don't know their names, and you don't know all their names. I don't know what you're going through, but Jesus Christ knows them, every one. He's got them engraved in His hands, and He's got His reward for each and every one of them. Amen. Amen. Because of the unknown souls of the cross, there is hope. And because of this challenge, I pray tonight that it challenges me and you anew. Who will go? Who will fight? Who will bear the burden? Here am I. Send me. I want to volunteer. I want to get recommissioned. I don't want to decommission. I want to recommission. I want to rejoin. I want to volunteer for the front lines. I want you to give me a weapon and send me to the front lines, the thick of the fighting. And if I die, let me die a swinging the sword. Let me die a preaching the gospel. Glory to God. Glory to God. We pause tonight and we honor the unknown soldier of the cross. They lay their wreath of coronation and they say their speeches over the unknown soldier of the foreign battlefields. Tonight, I give my thanks to that innumerable company that compasses us about, saying, "Run on. Run on. We died in the faith. We died in the faith. But we've been waiting on you to perfect it. Come on. Run on with it. Run on with it. Young men, pick it up and dust it off and run on with it." How about joining up tonight? How about rejoining tonight? Amen. If you've been spending more time dodging the work than you have volunteering for the battle, why don't you come tonight and say, "Lord, I want to be sent up to the front lines. I want to be what you could be. I realize that the trench ain't glorious. I realize it's not glamorous. Nobody might not know me. But if you can trust me, give me the ministry of intercession. Let me pray for the men and women in the battlefield. If you can trust me, just make me a sniper that I can just warn and watch. Just put me up on the wall and make me a watchman. If nothing else, give me a message and tell me to run with it and run yonder to that place and warn them the enemy's coming. And I'll do what I can for you. But Lord, I want to do something. I want to do something. Amen. Here am I. Send me." The others. You know who they are? That's you.
That's you with all of your shortcomings and all of your failures and all of your weaknesses. Without you, there wouldn't be a church. Without you, there wouldn't be a gospel. Without you, He needs you tonight. He needs you tonight. How many times have you come to God? I feel the Holy Ghost. How many times have you come to God and said, God, I've got a need. And He's met your need. Well, you know what? Jesus told the disciples, go to a certain place and you'll find a donkey there. You loose that animal. And if anybody says anything to you, you just say, the Master hath need of him. The Master needs him. Think about it tonight. The Master has a need. He just a beast of burden, but oh, what a burden He carried. What a procession He led that day. The Lord has a need tonight. He needs me and you. He needs all of you. He needs your heart tonight. He needs a soldier He can depend on. He needs a sentry that'll watch and be faithful. He needs one back yonder that'll stay in the back lines and just make it ready for others to go and make sure supplies are to them. Make sure that they got what they need on the front lines. Amen. You're going to be surprised one of these days at the old grandmas that have done without so that men could preach the gospel. Have worked hard and saved their egg money back and said, here, I want to put it in the work of the Lord. And oh, what dividends it'll pay on that day. I can see an old granny woman that probably lived back in some hill country somewhere and never thought she ever done anything. Just went to church and got blessed and shouted and sung and tried to press on and pray. But oh, she'd slip by sometime or other and she'd said, here, preacher, I can't go. But this will help you to go. His going into preaching won souls to God. And on that day, he won't be getting the reward for him. But when he stands up there alongside of him will come the old granny woman, grandma, who made the way for him to go. It's because of her investment. She died in obscurity and nobody knew her name. Nobody wept her passing except her few little close friends in the community and the angels. And God said, Abraham, flip up your bosom. Oh, spread your arms out, Abraham. There's one down yonder by the gate. There ain't nobody that I got no use for him. That rich man drives by him every day. And he's laying there and dogs licked his sores. But oh, he's one of mine. He's one of my unnamed heroes. He's wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins and being hungry and destitute and the world wasn't worthy of him. I'm going to send a company of angels. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send a big old company of angels. And they're going to go down yonder. And they're going to say, come on up here, son. They're going to carry him into your bosom. And somewhere before the time he leaves the ground and goes into those angels, there'll not be a sore place on him. He'll never know another pain. He'll never be hungry again. He'll never be thirsty again. Abraham, welcome one of those unknown heroes home. One of those unsung heroes home. He's coming home. He's coming home. Amen. Others. Others. Because of them. And all of a sudden today I realized, God, it ain't the big preachers that stumble and fall that keeps this thing going. The camp meeting ain't dependent upon that big name preacher if it's yours. The church won't close its doors because you backslide. They'll mourn your passing. But they'll go on, never look back. They'll never look back. They'll fight on. Because we got in this thing to go to the end. We got in this thing to fight it all the way through the end. I ain't going to lay my armor down, Earl. I ain't going to lay my armor down. I ain't going to run when the battle gets hot. I ain't going to run. Amen. No, sir. If need be, I'm going to die in the battlefield. I'm going to die in the war. I'm going to die on the battlefield with glory in my soul. Some says, give me silver. Some says, give me gold. I say, give me Jesus and glory in my soul. For I'm going to die in the battlefield. I'm going to die in the war. I don't want to lay down somewhere and rust out. If I can wear out, and I just wear plumb out, Lord. L.D. told me the last time I talked to him, and he said, I'm running this last circle. He said, I'm going to run as far as I can go. I'm going to use my last ounce of strength. And said, when it's gone, I'm going to lay down and die and go to the glory world. Amen. But I ain't going to sit down and feel sorry for myself. I ain't going to say, oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Oh, no, I ain't going to quit because they backslide. I ain't going to quit because they talk about me. I ain't going to quit because they persecute me. I'm just going to go on. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I preach long tonight. I preach long. Thank God. Preached longer than I felt like. I thought I would. Thank God for the unknown soldier. Amen. While they're bowing around them, it ain't enough. It ain't enough, Treva, to weep and remember how sweet Mama was and how great and sacrifices she made. She's gone. She's fought her fight and finished her course. But you know what we need to do? Say, Lord, when the place in the gap fell, the soldier fell, I just stepped up and picked it up. I held it up. I saw him fall before me. I saw the banner. I saw the flag fall in the dust. And though the shells were flying, he picked it up and held it high and waved it and said, we're still going on. We're still going on. We're still going on. We're still going on. I read, well, they was about to put him to death. He said, if you don't throw it down, if you don't throw it down, we're going to kill you right here. What are you going to do then? Throw it down the dust. He said, I'll never do it. I ain't going to never do it. We're going to pray. He said, I'll kill you. He said, then I'll throw it in the dust. And said, then, said, your life's been a waste. And said, it's still in the dust. I said, what then? And from the sidelines, that old warrior's little boy busted through the lines with tears running down his cheeks. He said, I'll pick it up. And I'll dust it off. And I'll hold it high. And the king ordered his warriors to put up their swords. He said, we can't fight this. And they turned and rode out and left him there because his blood didn't stop it. Because another unsung hero, unknown soldier, picked it up. Amen. If you've been thinking about getting slack in the battle, if you ain't been doing the best, endure hardness like a good soldier. Fill your place. However little you may think it is, we need you. Just, you may think I'm so little. Yeah, but we need you in your place. We need you. Did you ever learn it in school? For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of the shoe, the horse was lost. For want of the horse, the king was stranded. For want of the king, the war was lost. You think, well, I'm just one little old nail. Right where God drove you, just hang there. A nail in a sure place. What a blessing. Amen. Amen. Here's to the unknown soldiers, unsung heroes of the cross. I'm through preaching. I ask you to stand. And I offer you the altar tonight. I offer you the altar. Not a song tonight, because the musicians need to pray. The singers also need to pray. And so tonight, without a song, without a prelude to lead you on, come, come, come. Come and join us tonight. We need you in the battle. We need you tonight. Who will go for us? Who will go for us? What about me, Lord? What about me, Lord? Here am I. Send me.